You don't get it, Dad.
You're right. I don't.
He leaned on his crutches, sweat rolling down from his salt and pepper sideburns.
Explain it to me so I can understand. Because for the life of me, Angelica, I can't see why you'd want to court death at this site to prove someone else's theory, even if that someone else is your mother. Marianne would certainly never have wanted you to do this.
She paced in front of him. I will never be as good as Mom.
You don't know that. You're still young.
At my age, she was already well known for her epigraphy skills. Reading Maya glyphs was no easy feat. Each block of carvings could change meaning with the slightest variation. Angelica had worked on deciphering glyphs since she was a child, and she was still not as adept at it as her mother had been. For Marianne, it had seemed to come naturally. It was almost as if she had lived among the Maya during the golden age of their civilization, that she'd been reincarnated to help her people, solving their mysteries in a future they'd tried so hard to predict.
You're well known as a talented, multi-skilled archaeologist, her father said, who now has a dream job with the Mexican government. Do you know how smart you have to be to have landed this position? How many archaeologists would love to wear your boots? You weren't even born on Mexican soil, and yet here you stand, trowel and plenty of funds from INAH in hand, with your peak of many incredible Maya sites.
Angelica nodded at his words, but if only Mom were still here. I had so much to learn from her about decoding Maya glyphs. She held up the notepad. But through this, I can work with her again.
You do realize that what you're holding there is merely bound paper, right? It's not an original Maya codex or a diary belonging to Indiana Jones's dad.
Shaking the notebook at him, she asked, Do you realize what is written in here?
Which part? The pages where she wrote, Marianne loves Juan, with little hearts drawn all around my name over and over?
His grin teased, easing the growing tension between them.
Besides those pages, she said, smiling back. I know there are a bunch of chicken scratches about Maya glyphs that you seem to be all worked up about.
He shook his head.
I always had trouble reading Marianne's writing when she scribbled.
This is full of Mom's theories and ideas about all of the different dig sites she visited and worked. Angelica hugged the notebook to her chest. Through this, she can teach me how to be a better archaeologist. She can show me a different way of seeing the Maya sites she visited over time, to view them through her eyes.
To what end, though? So you go to each site and prove your mother right? Then what?
I'll publish her theories, listing the proof I collect, and add to or change the current thoughts and beliefs in the archaeology world about ancient Maya civilizations.
And finish Marianne's work in the process?
Exactly.
But what about your work?
This notebook becomes partly my work. I'm not going to stop digging until I've proven every theory she wrote down, unearthed every secret.
What about your life?
What do you mean? She shook the notebook again. This is my life.
No, your life should involve far more than what's written on pieces of paper in an old notebook, Gatita. It should include love, friendship, even children before you're old and gray. And I'm not talking about that pig of yours.
Rover is a javelina, Dad, and you know it. Respect the javelina. He saved my life.
I thought Quint saved your life.
Well, him too. Something pained in her chest. Damn it, she missed Quint. That frustrating man had better return to her as promised, or she'd...
She'd what? Chase after him and beg him to come back? She growled.
Never mind him. Or the way his smile made her feel like the sun had come out after a long dark night. We have work to do.